Murkowski challenger blasts the senator for allowing the left to attack Alaska's resource industry. By Hannah Blow on June 10, 2021. Kelly Chibica, the conservative Republican Senate candidate challenging incumbent Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.A.K., said the Alaska senator is allowing liberals in D.C. to attack the state's resource industry, making the claims in an ad highlighting her family story. "Every Alaskan story is unique. Mine started in the 70s when my parents moved here," Chibica said, explaining that her parents were homeless but eventually made their way into the middle class. "These days, though," she continued, "they wouldn't have that same opportunity. That's because with Lisa Murkowski's support, the liberals in D.C. are attacking our resource industry. They're shutting down our jobs," she said. "Every Alaskan should have the same opportunity that my parents had. To work an honest job, put a roof over their head, and maybe even send their little girl to college," the Senate hopeful added, emphasizing that she is running for Alaska. Watch. Speaking to Breitbart News Saturday, Chibica said Murkowski has lost touch with Alaskans, becoming a lot more like those D.C. insiders than us. "She's been voting with him, hurting our way of life. And she's not standing up to the radical Biden administration while they kill our oil and gas jobs," she told Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle during an appearance in April. "She's voted to allow illegal immigrants to come into our country. Even if they commit crime, they can stay here. She was the deciding vote to keep Obamacare, and that means higher health care costs and fewer health care choices for us in Alaska. We have some of the highest health care costs in the country," she continued, noting Murkowski's role as one of the few Republican senators who voted to convict former President Trump in the failed Senate impeachment trial. "So, for all of those reasons, we are absolutely fed up with Lisa Murkowski," Chibica continued. "She was censured by the Alaska Republican Party, and they said inside our borders she is not allowed to be called a Republican anymore. I want to go to the Senate and I want to fight for Alaska." Chibica has since said her campaign has seen support from former Murkowski supporters, even those who have worked on her campaign in the past. "People who formerly supported Lisa Murkowski, formerly worked on her campaign, they're all defecting and lining up behind our campaign because they understand Lisa Murkowski represents the D.C. elite, the D.C. insiders, the Biden administration, and none of that is good for Alaska," she said.